Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing by, and welcome to IMC's conference call to discuss the fourth quarter and year-end of 2013 results. The presentation is available for download at the company's website, www.internationalmealcompany.com/ir. We would like to inform that during the company's presentation, all participants will only be able to listen to the call. We will then begin the question and answer session when further instructions will be given. In case you need any assistance for the conference, please request the operator's help by pressing star zero. Forward-looking statements are subject to known and unknown risks and uncertainties that could cause the company's actual results to differ from those in the forward-looking statements. Such statements speak only as the date they are made, and the company is under no obligation to update them in light of future developments. In this conference, we have Mr. Javier Gavalón, CEO of IMC, Mr. Julio Milán, CFO, and Mr. Neil Amarino, Investor Relations Director. I will now turn the conference over to Mr. Javier Gavalón. Please, Mr. Gavalón, you may proceed.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to IMC's result conference call for the fourth quarter and for the full year of 2013. First, we would like to thank you all for participating on the call. During the presentation, we'll talk about our main fourth quarter and annual highlights, and then we'll open for a Q&A session. We can go into more detail on any questions that you may have later on. Slide two, fourth quarter 2013 highlights. Let's go to slide two, where we present our main fourth quarter and annual highlights. We closed the year with 386 stores, having opened seven new stores in the fourth quarter and 36 in the full year, growth of 10% over 2012. This year, we focused primarily on the airport segment, where our payback is faster and our margins are higher than the rest of our operations. We believe this trend will continue as we are focusing more and more into the airport sector in 2014. Additionally, in the second and third quarters of 2013, we closed some loss-making stores, which we knew we needed to close, and that will bring a positive impact in this coming year. Net revenue reached $1.3 billion in 2013, 16.6% above 2012, and $376.7 million in the fourth quarter, 15.5% more than fourth quarter 2012. Same-store sales recorded a healthy performance, growing by 8.3% in both fourth quarter and the full year, led by the airport segment, which recorded growth of 11.8% in the quarter and 11.3% in 2013. Fourth quarter 2013 was also worth highlighting the road segment, whose same-store sales increased by 9.7%. Despite the fact that there was only one long weekend in the period versus five long weekends in fourth quarter 2012. As you may know, long weekends are good for us. The fourth quarter gross margin reached 31.9% in fourth quarter 2013, 100 basis points more than fourth quarter 2012, which increased 180 basis points over fourth quarter 2011. The annual gross margin came to 30%, 30 basis points higher than 2012. It is worth underlining the fact that we're able to improve our gross margin despite the inflationary environment. According to the IBGE, annual food inflation reached 8.5% in 2013, and the minimum wage increased by 9%. We were able to do a good job on making sure this cost does not transmit to the labor and to the food cost. 2014, the minimum wage announced was 6.7%, below the company historic same-store sales growth, which should help dilute labor costs in this coming year. We believe that this effect, together with an increase of percentage of sales in airports, will help us increase the company's gross margin in the next year and our bottom line as well. In December, we announced the signature of an agreement to acquire the Margaritaville restaurant chain in the United States. We're already familiar with the company since we operate the brand restaurants in Panama and Puerto Rico, and that they have done very well in this fourth quarter. At this moment, we're conducting due diligence processes and the synergies processes and procedures in order to have the final results of this purchase, and we will have the final announcement. We will make it to a material fact. As a result, and as previously announced, our brand portfolio is fully complete. We have no further acquisitions in our pipeline, and we will be focusing on execution and higher net income margins and EBITDA margins. That's our strategy for 2014. To conclude this slide, I would like to highlight the agreements signed with the first airports under private concessions in Brazil, Guarulhos, Brasilias, and Viracopos. All of them under construction and ready for the World Cup. We renew all the current contracts on these airports, ensuring that our business will continue for many years to come. We will also open 26 new stores in the new terminals that are scheduled to open for the World Cup in June. These agreements have strengthened our determination to grow in the airport segment, where we have proven expertise and still very good synergies to capture for 2014. On slide 3, store expansion. We finalized fourth quarter 13 with 386 stores, 36 more than a year ago and 7 more than the previous quarter. Growth was concentrated, as we mentioned, in the airport segment, where 26 new stores were opened. As already mentioned, we believe this segment will have a higher weight in 2014 and in the coming years. This year, as mentioned in the previous slides, we closed some loss-making stores that needed an injection of a possible turnaround. We believe that this is the best strategy when stores are not performing to close them and to make sure we invest our money in the sectors that we know have a higher margin and higher sales. On slide 4, net revenue and same store sales. Net revenue grew by 15.5% over fourth quarter 2012 to 376 million reais. Excluding exchange effects, this increase will have come to 12.2%. Annual sales grew by 16.6% over 2012 to 1.7 billion reais. Once again, same-store sales posted an exceptional quarter, and annual growth moved up to 8.3% in both periods. In segment terms, same-store sales growth was led by the airports, 11.8% in the fourth quarter. It is also worth highlighting food and beverage sales in the road segment, which grew by 11.4% in the quarter and 10.1% in the full year. On slide 5, gross profit and gross margin. Gross profit totaled 120 million reais in fourth quarter 13, 19.3% up versus fourth quarter 12. Annual gross profit increased by 17.6%. The quarterly gross margin was 31.9%, 100 basis points over the 30.9% recorded in fourth quarter 12, as mentioned on slide 2. In the year as a whole, the gross margin widened by 30 basis points, despite the inflationary environment, as we pointed out in the highlight slide. We believe this result shows that our business model is consistent, even in periods where the microeconomic scenario suffers some unexpected swings. We still have a high number of stores in the ramp-up period phase, which are operating with lower margins. than the mature stores, although these margins are increasing in the coming quarters because the ramp-up period is finalizing. It is worth noting that the World Cup should help us speed this process, especially in the airports. On slide 6, operating expenses and adjusted EBITDA. Selling, general, and administrative expenses reached 22.8% of revenue fourth quarter 13, mainly due to the following. Increased cost in rent, mainly due to the reduced share of the road segment in the company total mix. Less reversals of provisions, which reduce our margin by approximately 60 basis points. Note that this effect should be virtually zero in 2014, given the low numbers of reversals in 2013. Certain restructuring costs that we have to allocate it, we decided to allocate in SG&A expenses instead of the non-recurring items. And one of the things you will see coming along in 2014 is a very clean EBITDA number and margin. Generate and administrative expenses represented 24.2% of net revenue in 2013, 100 basis points more than 2012. In fourth quarter 13, our operating revenue posted a non-recurring increase due to the BEAT income fees tax credits from previous years, totaling around 7 million reais. Our non-recurring expense totaled 1.5 million reais in the fourth quarter, exclusively due to the expenses with the acquisition and due diligence of Margaritaville. In fourth quarter 12, this line totaled 4.8 million reais. As already mentioned, our M&A pipeline does not have any transitions in the view, and we're not looking to do any other acquisitions in 2014. Adjusted EBITDA grew by 15.3% in the quarter to 59.6 million, with a margin of 15.8%, identical to fourth quarter 12 figures. Annual EBITDA grew by 12.7% to 173.5 million, with a margin of 12.7%. Slide 7, net income. Our slide 7, you can see the reconciliation of the adjusted EBITDA and net income in fourth quarter 13 versus fourth quarter 12, and in 2013 versus 2012. This quarter, non-recurring items total 1.5 million reais versus 4.8 million in the fourth quarter 12. As explained on the previous slide, in the full year, these items came to 28.3 million reais versus 17.1 million in 2012. Fourth quarter 13 financial result was a net expense of 6.6 million versus 7.9 million fourth quarter 12, mainly due to the reduction in the cash position as a result of expansion investments. In the year as a whole, the net financial expense was 26 million reais versus 19.6 million in 2012. We recognize income in social contribution taxes of 9.1 million reais in fourth quarter 13 versus 13.2 million reais in fourth quarter 12, although we effectively paid 4.1 million reais, well below the amount booked in accordance with IFRS. 2013, we booked taxes of 20 million reais versus 22 million of 2012. As a result, we posted a net income of 16.4 million fourth quarter 13 versus 4.7 in fourth quarter 12. Annual net income came to 4.3 million versus 17.9 million in 2012. Slide 8, cash flow. Operating cash flow totaled 39 million reais in the quarter and 129.9 million in the full year. The main disbursements in the period were investments in expansion. We invested almost 34 million reais in fourth quarter 13, mostly in the opening of new stores, specifically in the airports in Brazil. Annual capex stood by 152 million, already including maintenance expenses. These investments were financed by the company-owned resources through increased debt and operational cash flow. Net debt closed fourth quarter 13 at 304 million reais, or 1.8 times EBITDA in the last 12 months. If receivables are considered as cash, this ratio fell to 1.3 times. We will now be open for questions that you may have. Thank you.
And thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you would like to ask a question, please dial star 1. If at any point your question has been answered, you may remove yourself from the question queue by pressing star 2. We will pause momentarily to assemble our roster. Our first question is from Ruthie Bichard with Newton Investment Management. Go ahead, please.
Hi, everyone. It's Rosie Bischoff in London here. How are you?
Good. And you, Rosie? How are you?
Very good, thank you. Javier, I had a couple of questions. First of all, obviously, you are talking about the focus on execution, particularly in the airports business this year. Maybe you could give us some insight into your confidence in terms of having those 26 stores open in time for certain football-related events that are happening in Brazil.
Sure. We are working very closely with the airport authorities. I will say Guarulhos seems everything to be in track. There's a lot of people working in the airport. I think their initial timeline regarding the opening schedule is going to be met. We have already all the staff in training, construction on locations, product mix, and a lot of the details of those particular brands ready and on target. So I think from the Guarulhos perspective, we should be okay. Brasilia is moving really well. I think, timeline there is working as well to be ready in June. They are telling us that we should be ready by May 15th, and we are meeting those deadlines. Mm-hmm. And Viracopos, which is a smaller airport, we only have, five locations are on track as well. So one of the things as well, since we didn't have a lot of rain in Brazil, that has helped to have three shifts in order to meet the requirements of the World Cup. So I'm not feeling so far to this day, I'm not feeling negative on meeting the expectations and timeline.
Great. My second question is that you say in your press release that you started the year on a high note. Maybe you could give us a bit more color behind that.
Well, one of the things that, a lot of the work of 2013, especially on the reductions of, you have to keep in mind you have a lot of additional costs when you have expenses for training, and, we opened a lot of stores. So one thing that we have been seeing in the fourth quarter in January is that, labor has been performing very well up to our level of budget. And also, when you take out, all this additional cost and you look at pure SG&A, everything that we have done in the fourth quarter has helped not only the result of the fourth quarter, but also on the result of January. So I think you have basically three main issues there. One is labor, an incredible work on food cost again. We closed the quarter very well on food cost, and January is on the same trend. And also the reductions that we have done in the beginning of December and a little bit in the beginning of January we are expecting to deliver results in this fourth quarter. So I would like to add that the locations that we closed down that had a negative performance are helping to bring also an additional positive EBITDA as well versus the previous year.
Rosie, this is Neil speaking. If I can add something, hi, how are you? So this is very important. So for this year, as I mentioned in the speech, there's no more M&A in this company. So you know very well that M&A has a lot of costs. So we're constantly looking. We look at some deals in Mexico. We were involved in a deal in Brazil in first half. So this should help a lot in order to reduce G&A, because we won't have these auditors, external resources, lawyers, and all of these things that should help us in order to reduce G&A too.
Right. Because when I look at the margins that you've produced, and obviously on the gross margin front, you've done a great job considering the inflationary environment, but I guess it's more when you get to the EBITDA level. given your improving mix, the strength that you've seen, particularly on the airports, such as, you know, high margin business, and also on the roads, you really ought to be able to produce some pretty good margins in 2014. Is there anything that you'd caution me in terms of holding you back now, or is that the right conclusion?
No, it's not only the right conclusion. Our target for this year is continue to work strongly on the gross profit, be very, very strong on the case of the SG&A, and zero extraordinary expenses. One of the things that we concluded in the last executive committee, you know, we're not going to be involved in any additional M&A, in any other thing that our brands and the growth of our brands in the captive markets that we operate. Also, I think same-store sales is a very good index that the company is performing well on the sales side. So when you look at January and you're looking at the expectation of the airports in Brazil, I think that's going to be good for us when you compare it with 2013.
Mm-hmm. And you obviously commented on the impact of slower growth on the road side, and that means that your rent costs are coming through. But obviously, the airports is an area of great growth for this year. Should we expect that line to continue to be relatively pressured, given the amount of new stores and the amount that you're opening on the airport side?
You're going to see, yes, you're going to see an increase in nominal numbers, but in the other side, remember that gross margin of airports are higher too. So mm-hmm. In the end of the day, so EBITDA margin should be higher due to this increase in airport weight, mm-hmm. total mix of the company. Okay, so just would like to add one more thing. There's a comparison between same-store sales and increase in minimum wage. So you know very well that the labor was the hardest, I would say, enemy of the company in the last 2 years. So for this year, we are seeing an increase in minimum wage of approximately 6%. We are delivering 8.5% of same-store sales. So mm-hmm. for the first time since the IPO, you're going to start to see some dilution in terms of labor cost that is also helping in order to improve margins.
Thanks. I'll let somebody else ask some questions, and then I'll come back.
Okay, thank you, Rose.
The next question is from Martha Shelton with Itaú BBA. Please go ahead.
Hi, it's Martha on behalf of Joaquin Way at Itaú. The question is regarding rent expense. As I understand your filing, it looks like rent expense is 23% higher year-on-year. So if you could just confirm that that's the case and just give a little bit of color. I know that we were expecting rent to be higher, but I think it was just a little bit higher than we expected it. And then the second question that I wanted to ask you was regarding your relationship with Garden Restaurants. Given the potential for Red Lobster to be spun off from Darden or change in ownership structure over at Darden Restaurants, will that have any effect on any of your franchise agreements with Darden Restaurants? Thanks.
Yes, thank you. Let me start first with the second question. We talked to the staff from Darden. The contracts, as you know, are signed. There's nothing, no changes whatsoever in our structure and in our position of growth. As a matter of fact, we're opening Guarulhos, I think, by May, so that's going to be ready and running, and then we have the other location in Faria Lima, and from that perspective, nothing is changed from the last time that we talked to them, so I'm comfortable on the process with Darden. And then on the red...
Hey, Marcel, this is Neil speaking. Let me talk a little bit about rent. So, yes, you're right, rent increased 23%, but in the other side, revenues increased 17%. So, there are two main issues over here. First of all, you are already seeing the new contracts with airports. So remember when I mentioned that the number didn't grow up so fast. So, and you were already seeing a full quarter with new contracts of airports with a little bit more expensive price, although they are not so many expensive. And in the other side, every time when you have more stores, or sorry, less stores in the road segment, so rent should go up as a percentage of sales. It happens a lot. It happens because road has just like 5% of rent as a percentage of sales. Okay, so yes, increased 23, but in the other side, the gross margin increased more than 100 bps, and the sales increased like 17% too.
Yeah. If I may finish that sentence without a Brazilian accent, I think you're going to see probably the same cost that you're seeing today, and you're going to have a synergy with the new additional units, specifically in labor costs and on SG&A, because all those new locations are already in airports that you operate. So even though you will see a line that will be a higher number, when you put the whole thing together, you're going to see an incremental benefit in that particular P&L.
Got it. Thank you.
Thank you.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 on your touchtone phone. Our next question is a follow-up from Ruki Bichard with Newton Investment. Go ahead, please. Sam, are you there?
Yeah, you're here.
I'm sorry. I had my mute on. Sorry. I just wanted to ask two things. First of all, obviously your interest costs went up a little bit last year. I just wanted to ask you whether you had any update on the debt cost guidance, assuming the Margaritaville acquisition goes ahead, and what the total amount of extra debt is you'll be adding.
Yeah, Rosie, this is Julio. Hi. There will be some debt with the Margaritaville. It will be in local currency in U.S. dollars, which gives us no exposure to foreign currency. The debt that we're getting is very competitive. I can't disclose the numbers at this time, but it's very competitive that we're seeing in the market. And as we've mentioned in the past, the approximate amount of debt that we'll be obtaining when we start out will be in around 40-45 million, because of the initial payment and some payments that will be done shortly thereafter.
Sorry, and the 40 million U.S. real.
It'll be around 45 million U.S. dollars, Rosie.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, again, remember that's in U.S., so it's LIBOR plus.
Yeah, no, I understand. Perfect. Thank you.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star then 1 on your touchtone phone. And again, star 1 will allow you to ask a question. Since there seems to be no further questions, I would like to turn the floor over to Mr. Javier Gavilan for his final remarks.
Thank you very much for your for listening to our call. I would like to reiterate our enthusiasm for the project. In hand, we're going to be focusing very strongly this year on bottom line results, semester sales and growth in airports. As we mentioned before, we have all of our brands in place, so we will not be doing any M&A in this coming year and focus on delivering results on the bottom line. Thank you again for believing in the company.
This concludes IMC's conference call. You may now disconnect your lines and have a good day.